Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Yuri or Yuri?
Yuri.
Yuri, I'm sorry about that.
Yuri.
How are you?
Yuri Drivol.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm happy to hear that. Already, we are just getting this survey completed that has been required by the Union of Bricklayers. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus?
11 to 25.
Thank you. And what is the primary branch of the trade? Is it marble mason, stone mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, tile setter, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, PCC restoration, cement mason, mason helper or finisher?
PCC restoration.
Thank you. And on the last job you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Journey level mechanic.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Okay. Have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily private through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess it's a city job. Yeah, city job.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the upcoming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I'm going to say about the same.
Okay, thank you so much. Looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would you say it is unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Careless people.
Okay. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Was that in person or online?
In person.
Thank you so much. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in any activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing?
No.
Okay. Well, what about political canvassing?
No.
Okay, thank you. What about picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you were working on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Changing the subjects to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. So I'll have six options. Please tell me which of these sources I should put as the number one. I have print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, local TV news, or the internet or social media.
First is the international. Internet.
All right, the first one is social media and the internet. Okay, what about the second source?
Media.
The internet or social media goes under the same one, so that would be will count as one.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about TV. I'm talking about TV.
Oh, TV. Okay, TV and local TV news. Okay, what about the third one? We have print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, cable news, or radio.
Okay, cable news.
Okay, what about the fourth?
Newspaper.
Newspaper. And which one should be the last one? Friends and neighbors or radio?
Radio.
Radio should be the last one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And how's your day going so far?
So far, it's good. It's Sunday.
This Sunday, you get to have some rest. All right, that's good. Okay, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, immigration, healthcare, jobs and the economy, education, the environment, foreign policy, or is there something else?
I'm going to foreign policy and job.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that federal elected officials support that?
Very important.
You said very important? Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Would you go with the Democratic Party or Republican Party?
I don't know.
Okay, we can move on to the next question. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you go with the United Auto Workers or with the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I don't know details. I don't know details. I'm not going to say any strike.
You do not have any, much information
details.
About
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I understand that. Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove his job as president overall?
Disapprove.
Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. What about healthcare?
About what?
Healthcare. Do you approve or disapprove his job on the healthcare area?
I don't know. I didn't see him doing something with his fault. So, like, healthcare, it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Disapprove, I'm going to say, you know, like, it's healthcare. Okay. It's, you know, I got through the union, so it's
okay.
Not because... Yeah.
All right. Would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. What about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. How about immigration?
You're talking about Biden, yeah?
Yes. This is regarding Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. His job as president.
This regarding Joe Biden, strongly disapprove.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
And what about his job on supporting for labor unions?
I'm going to say approve.
Okay. Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
His job?
Congress.
Congress handled Biden's job or Congress job?
This will be about Congress job.
Okay. Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
50-50, I'm going to say.
Yeah, you can say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somehow disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local of your local union? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I don't know. I'm not involved. I don't know.
You do not have, like, any idea if there's something that they could be working on?
I got no idea. I don't know how it's worked, you know, like, politically, whatever it's, you know, I don't know how it's worked.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, and what do you think the union top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I don't know, just get more jobs and get more work for
you. You think to get more jobs, okay? You think the union should be working, okay, on getting more jobs or more work?
Yeah.
All right, so making sure, I think the union should be working on getting us more work. Is that idea?
Keep everybody busy,
okay. It's always to have a job. It's good to have a job, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it email, union meetings, text messages, job site, or mail?
Email, text messages, and mail, everything. Everything is good for me.
Okay. What would be the best one for you?
I guess email. Email is good.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative or regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Will you say 4 or more times a year, couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Couple of years, four times a year, I'm going to say.
Okay. Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we will be done with the survey. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
Between.
I'm sorry?
Between.
All right. Would that be independent?
Yeah, I'm going to say between, like, independent, yeah.
Independent, okay. Thank you. And yeah. Do you think of yourself as a closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
None of them. Between.
Neither, it will be independent.
Yeah.
Okay. And just to make sure, we have a representative sample. What is your race?
My race?
Yes, your race. Are you white, black, African American, Latino, Hispanic?
My race. I'm Ukrainian.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Yuri, Yuriy.
Thank you so much, Yuri. These were all the questions that I had for you today, and I really hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. What is your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, nice to talk to you, Jennifer.
Nice talking to you as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Have a nice day, bye-bye.